Tell it, tell it, sing it, sing it, let the joy bells ring it, o'er and o'er evermore, tell and sing the news.
Welcome to the Pastor's Heart. Dr. Craig Bush is pastor of the Grace Baptist Church in Kearneysville, West Virginia. Dr. Bush has been preaching, counseling, and encouraging people since 1980. Let his 4+ decades of experience help you today. We pray the Lord will use this time to keep you encouraged in your spiritual life. Join us now as we dive into some practical thoughts and truths from God's Word.
Hello, friend. Welcome to the Pastor's Heart Broadcast. This is Pastor Craig Bush, your host, and I want to encourage you today with a thought from God's Word. In John chapter 5, I'm going to pick up in verse number 5 and read through verse 9. And a certain man was there which had an infirmity 38 years. When Jesus saw him lie and knew that he had been now a long time in that case, he saith unto him, Wilt thou be made whole? The impotent man answered him, Sir, I have no man when the water is troubled to put me into the pool, but while I am coming, another steppeth down before me. Jesus saith unto him, Rise, take up thy bed, and walk. And immediately the man was made whole, and took up his bed, and walked. And on the same day was the Sabbath. We have here the record of a man who had been crippled by a disease for 38 years. Once a year at the Pool of Bethesda, God would come and stir or trouble the waters, and the first person who is able to make it into the pool during that time of stirring or troubling of the water would be healed. This man had tried year after year after year after year, but it seemed like someone was always able to get into the water before him. He had no one that would help get him into the water quick enough. Jesus comes by one day, and there are a multitude of sick people and blind and halt and withered, waiting for the water to move. These are desperate people. Many may have been professionals and hard workers at one time, but they've hit a tough time with their health. They had the character to be there so that they could get back to their normal life. Jesus looks at this one man who's been crippled for 38 years and says, Wouldn't you like to be made whole? The discouraged man, I'm sure, looks at Jesus and said, I'd love to be healed, but I've got no one to help me. Jesus looks at him and tells him to pick up his bed and walk. The man, by faith, stands up, picks up his bed, and begins to jump and run away. Now, I'll come back to this in just a moment. I love music. I am not a good singer in any way, but I understand music. I played trumpet and other instruments for over 20 years of my life. I read music and understand it. But there is something about good music that you need to understand. Good music has a consistent rhythm. In music, when training someone to play piano or an instrument, oftentimes they'll use a little machine called a metronome. It's just like a little clicker, like an upside-down grandfather clock almost, and the pendulum goes back and forth at a steady speed. And that metronome helps you keep the timing of the music consistent all the way through the music. Here, in this Bible passage, we see a statement that Jesus makes to this man who had been sick for 38 years. It says that he had been now a long time in that case. That term, a long time, literally means a rhythm. Jesus was saying, you've been in a wrong rhythm a long time. And you can't fix it yourself, but I can readjust it for you. Now, I have found that a key to the happy life is getting into a consistent rhythm. seems like all of life is good when I can keep my rhythm going correctly. Seems like the apple cart gets upset and things don't go as smoothly when my rhythm is messed up. Let me help you get your rhythm for life. Number one, use your schedule as a metronome. You know, most of the errors in life are schedule related. Immorality, arguments, finances, having physical relationships at the wrong time, talking about things when we shouldn't creates arguments, spending without having the money to pay for it. You see, let's learn to have a good schedule. Learn to do things in schedule. Get up at the same time. Go to bed at the same time. Eat close to the same time. Work during the same hours. Go to church at the same time. Go soul winning at the same time. Have a date with your spouse at the same time. Let your schedule be your boss. That means this: you have to show up at those times and not be late. You know, too many of us trust our phone more than we do our schedule. A phone call generally, and in most cases, is not life and death. Too many people will blame a phone call for breaking their schedule. You know, schedule even when to deal with problems. People who are in a good rhythm don't just take life as it comes. We schedule even when we work on problems. Schedule when to work on finances. Schedule when to deal with problems with the children. Schedule when to deal with life problems. Schedule when to have a time of sorrow or mourning for someone who has passed on. Let your schedule be your metronome. Let it keep you moving consistently. Number two, plan room in your schedule for crescendos and decrescendos. That means things getting louder and then things getting softer. Music that does not have a little bit of variance of volume is boring. It's kind of like Charlie Brown's teacher. Realize ups and downs are part of life. You know, we need to put into our schedule the ability to handle an up or a down. Let's not get so set that we can't enjoy the up and so set that we don't have time for the down. You know, sometimes those down times make you thankful for the up times. You know, having a kidney stone or the flu or getting sick has a whole lot to do with being thankful when you have good health. Number three, learn not to look too far ahead, or you'll lose your timing now. Let's use our past success to keep us going, but let's not look too far ahead. Go measure by measure. And may I say something that I learned very early in playing trumpet? If you make a mistake, keep on going. You can't start over. You can't start till you make a mistake and then stop and then go back and start all over again. If you made a mistake, keep on going. Don't try to stop and don't get all embarrassed. Just keep on going. And lastly, plan the tempo to slow down when it needs to. Plan slow times in your schedule. Lunch, dinner, that kind of thing. Plan vacation, but don't live on vacation time. Follow the conductor's lead. You know, the conductor controls the speed and the loudness and the softness and all those things. Let's have a great day today, and let's give God a great day. From the Pastor's Heart, this is Pastor Craig Bush.
Thank you for listening to the Pastor's Heart. We hope this broadcast has been a help to you. If you would like to hear more of Dr. Bush's messages or learn more about Grace Baptist Church, visit gracebaptistwv.com. That's gracebaptistwv.com. Let's go out and change eternity today.
Tell and sing the news.